What's going down? This is the Blade Runner Minute. I'm Pete.
And I'm Sandra.
Did I say Minute
24? No.
It's Minute 24. It starts with the a big Coca-Cola sign. I'm making a giant square shape with my hands and arms. It's raining.
Are you having a Coca-Cola?
I'm having a nervous breakdown.
Why are you having a nervous breakdown? Because you really want a Coke?
Because I didn't like warm up or anything. I just pushed record and I was just like,
yeah, let's do it.
I'm just rolling with it.
Rock and roll.
I'm just rolling with it. It really starts, besides this, the Coca-Cola ad, it starts with Deckard and Gaff standing in the rain. And then the minute ends with Deckard investigating a filthy bathtub.
Ew.
Sandra, what did you think about minute 24?
So, it's a really quiet minute, right? There's only one word said in the whole minute.
Kowalski. The worst voiceover.
Kowalski.
It sounded like a bad voiceover to me.
Kowalski.
And it's the super, I'm assuming, letting them in to...
Well, I think it's a hotel, so it could just be the manager.
Oh, okay.
It looked like a hotel because they had the TV that said, no smoking on it and stuff like that.
I
and I would assume that,
that
someone like Leon who...
Are you sure that was a no smoking sign?
It looked like a no smoking sign.
Okay.
There is it not a no smoking sign?
I don't know.
I thought it was a no
smoking
sign.
I couldn't get a clear picture of it and I couldn't get any info online.
I assumed a hotel only because you got to figure Leon doesn't have any money, right? Because he's from off-world, a replicant. He only just started a job and they're on the run. It's not like he's going to have furniture, so either he rented a furnished room, which didn't seem as likely as a hotel. Felt like a hotel.
Did you look up the Yukon building? Is it a hotel?
No,
or is it a famous...
I didn't look up.
Because there's like three or four landmark buildings.
Yeah, because
buildings.
The Barnaby building, they did a lot of filming in it, right? The
Bradbury,
that's it.
Barnaby?
Yeah, I don't know.
Jesus. Right.
But outside, when he's standing with Gaff, Deckard, Gaff has a cane.
Yeah.
Why does he have a cane? He's limping now.
No, he doesn't. No, he's not. I say it's a walking stick, like a pimp.
Because he's so with the. Because he has he has the colorful shirt. He's the only splotch of color in this, right? Other than the Coca-Cola sign, and with this fancy bow tie and a hat, right?
He's just too cool.
He's just so cool. He has a walking cane
like everybody else. Yeah.
Does he have the feather in his fedora?
Right? I bet you it's in there somewhere. A little feather in the
maybe
back.
It fell. Maybe he made some origami out of it.
So the hotel manager lets them in. He's good. Did you notice he has an oxygen tank and mask?
Yeah. Because the conditions are so terrible on Earth,
kind of,
right?
Oh, okay, that's what I was going to ask. Like, what kind of detail is that to put into it to your movie?
Because the conditions are so terrible.
So the whole this whole city is just
smog-filled. Yeah, and we've seen a lot of movies where they have, like, these by-the-hour hotels where there's someone really sickly and dirty-looking manning the front who's giving everyone the key for an hour and stuff like that.
My point is this young Ridley Scott is a genius. I mean, I understand he went over budget with this film.
And they said he went a little crazy.
He went
on
way
this.
Too far. I think towards the end, pretty sure the producers took the movie away from him creatively. And
yes, because he said it was over 4 hours.
But if that's his idea, who says that? I want the hotel manager to have an oxygen tank and mask.
They probably tried it in
that's
a lot of
great.
But again, I've seen a lot of movies where there are the person who sits at the front desk at a really seedy hotel looking like that.
Yeah, all decrepit and sickly.
Yeah, it's a common thing, so I didn't even like
just a little
blink
thing
an eye
that,
on
that
it.
I noticed and I liked. It was just an unnecessary detail. I like the long, beautiful shot of the street when Deckard and Gaff are standing there before they come inside.
Mm-hmm.
I love those big pillars that were on the side of the building.
They weren't plain or flat.
I'm sorry?
They weren't plain or flat or anything. It wasn't just squared off. There was some detailing on it.
No, and I'm afraid
like
to arrows. Say...
Say it. Just say
I'm
it.
Afraid
do
to
it.
Say,
do
no,
it. You know you
on.
Love to say
I'm not sure I know what it is.
The days of yore.
I think it's Art Deco.
You think it's Art Deco?
I don't know what that is. I just like saying Art Deco.
What period is it from? Days of yore.
The Intercontinental Championship. The classic WWF Intercontinental title. That's Art Deco. Mm-hmm. With the it creates depth. By having a little image inside of a larger image and it goes back and it looks bigger the further away. Is that right? Yeah. Did I get that right?
I don't know.
I don't think I did.
I don't think you did either, but it's interesting. So we're going to
go with
it.
Anyway, I like the pillars. There's quite a few pillars in the movie in the entranceways of some buildings, especially later on in the Bradbury. And I'm pretty sure they were all made. I think they're all handmade. I don't think they were actually... pre-existing.
I thought they went to. I thought they were on location a lot.
Bradbury didn't have those pillars that Pris is walking is hiding mm-hmm. when Pris shows up.
It could be a different part of the building.
I think I saw in the special features them making those out of foam.
That's possible.
I think I could be completely.
It's always
off.
Raining though.
Yeah, a little bummer, right?
Yeah, but when they're sitting in Tyrell's office, it wasn't raining. So I guess they're above the rain. Is that how high they are, that they're above the rain? That's why you can still see sunshine there and you can't see sunshine anywhere else?
Maybe.
Because you never see sunshine otherwise.
Spinners go that high?
Well, we weren't in a spinner. We were in his office.
Well, you see the spinners pretty much roof level with the Tyrell building.
No, but that's when they're coming to the Tyrell building. But his office, you saw sunshine. So you don't know where in the building.
Fair enough. So we get this long, beautiful shot of the streets and the pillars that I'm probably wrong about. They're probably already attached to the building.
It's a days of yore.
And then the super andor landlord andor hotel manager is letting Gaff and Deckard into Leon Kowalski's apartment. And Gaff starts futzing with, what is that, a match?
We don't know yet what he's futzing with yet.
Well, it looks like a match.
Well, he picks something up, but what we see is Deckard go into the bathroom.
Deckard goes into the bathroom.
And he touches the light, and it makes a really odd noise, not the kind of noise a fluorescent light that's not working starts to make. And he clicks it with his finger. When was the last time you clicked the light bulb with a finger to make it work
again? We have those, he tapped the bulb?
Yeah.
That's good.
When was the last time you've done that with a light bulb?
Another nice detail.
It's another nice detail. There was also something weird on the wall.
Just because the guy directed Prometheus doesn't mean he didn't have it in his youth, Sandra.
There was also something sticking out from the wall to the left side that has these little slits or slates on it.
Was it rounded?
Yeah.
It looked like a giant filter.
A filter?
To me, it looks like...
If anyone out there actually knows what it is, totally comment and let us know because
upper
I have...
Left.
Yeah, screen, like when you're looking on the screen, it's this way. Like yeah, the light is in the middle and to the left is this thing. I don't know what it is and I would love to know what it is.
Back and to the left. It looks like a filter to me, like some kind of...
So if anyone out there knows, I would love it if you could tell me because I just don't know.
So Deckard's body double, Vic Armstrong, reaches into the
tub.
Not
Morgan Paul.
It's an actor named Vic Armstrong.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yes.
You had that written down?
No, but I knew that.
I didn't steal your notes?
No, you didn't.
Are you upset that I said that before you?
Not at all.
Why can't I get you upset?
I don't know. I'm just not easily thrown off unless you're one of my bosses.
Why are you in such a good mood today?
I hate you.
You're throwing the whole dynamic off.
I'm not actually in a good mood. I'm in a terrible mood.
I don't think so. I think you're in a really
I'm a terrible mood. But the Starburst helped.
Look at the ums. My God, I'm an idiot. I really am a moron. I was just editing a bunch of episodes. I spent about a half an hour just editing out my ums.
Are you going to leave this in? Because they wouldn't hear the ums that you edited out.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to leave. No, because I can't get all of them because sometimes I connect an um to a word, like the or and or I.
Like idea.
I am a moron.
Like idea.
And I don't know how to speak properly. And I don't have any thoughts in my stupid little head. So I constantly say the word to the point where on Audacity...
Do you know what my um looks like
on the sound wave here.
Can you take a screenshot of it next time and post that? Because that would be perfect.
If I could grab my ums and just have a beautiful 20-minute...
Factory? I want to talk about that.
I did it again. I don't even know I'm doing it.
I want to talk about why it was his stunt double touching the sludgy bathroom.
He wasn't there. They were in London.
They were that way.
Either he
because
was in London
my head,
or they were in London.
In my head, I had a totally different reason for this. It's in my Deckard notes, not in my minute notes.
Hmm. Oh, back weeks ago when we did the... A long time ago when we did that
We
special.
Don't know what it is yet. We're not supposed to know. But obviously everyone knows. Can I do a spoiler?
Spoilers starting now for 30 seconds.
Okay. So we know it's a snake scale, right? And in my head, I'm like, Harrison Ford just doesn't like snakes because Indiana Jones hates snakes and Deckard hates snakes. That's it. He touched this thing and he was like, Harrison's like, I'm not going to touch it, so make my stunt double do it. That's what I heard in my head.
That's really good. All right, spoilers are over. Very, very good. Oh, too bad you guys didn't hear that because you're muted for spoilers. La, la, la.
Yeah, but how would they know to go back when you say spoilers over if their fingers are in their ears not listening to the spoilers?
Well, they heard me say spoilers and they muted.
Uh-huh.
And they counted to 30 because I said 30 seconds.
Okay.
And they're back around now or a few seconds ago.
Okay.
And
you know everybody totally listens to the spoilers.
No, who would do that to
every
themselves?
Time anyone except for me sees the word spoilers, they read it anyway and then get mad. They're not like me, who I don't watch trailers either, just because I don't want to see spoilers and I don't want to get like
some people
excited.
Just watch.
Yeah, I don't. You know that. Like, in case you people out there don't know, I try never to ever watch trailers, even for a movie that I'm gagging for, because I don't want them to ruin the movie for me in any way. I don't want to have an expectation based on what they're showing me. I always think back to Gattaca. That Gattaca trailer looked like an action movie, and then you watch the movie, and it wasn't at all an action movie in any way. It's a great movie, but I thought it was going to be something completely different.
That happens a lot.
So I make it a point to just never watch trailers, although Peter does tend to force me to watch the... Look at this! And then he shows me a Star Wars trailer, and then I'm like, why did you show me? I don't want to know.
Did you have anything to say about that bathtub?
That was a really disgusting bathtub.
What is that? What is that, oil?
Well, he picks something up out of it, right?
So, like, the thing is fine. The things are there.
Oh, it looked like guts.
They're whatever they are, but there's like a drip stain.
Black. That looked like dirt.
It looked like.
So what it really looked like when he picked it up, I thought it. Well, we're not really supposed to see what it is yet, right? What he picked up. No, so that's next minute. He
was just reaching in.
So it just looked like dirty sludge. Like if you've never really cleaned your tub, and then there's no ring around it, but whatever you did last in the tub, whatever you washed last, you didn't rinse it afterwards.
Why do I look at this tub and I think that's the oil lubricating the replicant, the robots?
Because you think of them as more machine. I see,
and we've already established that they're closer to humans.
They're closer to humans than that. I don't think of them as machines, so I didn't think of it as oil or sludge.
They're probably less mechanical than the android and alien that Bilbo played. Because you opened him up and he wasn't a bunch of gears and nuts and bolts. He was all milk and
gooey spaghetti.
And silly straws.
But yeah, so Deckard finds something. We don't know what it is. He sees the sludge in there, right? And Gaff is making something. We don't know what he's making. Gaff and Deckard never speak to each other in this whole scene.
I don't have enough Gaff and Deckard art. I want to start posting more Blade Runner art and pictures on the and if you have any, please, if you found them online or you did them yourself, post them on the Blade Runner Minute podcast Facebook page and the Happy Hour at the White Dragon Noodle Bar Facebook group. Whether you did it yourself, you sculpted it yourself, you painted it yourself, drew it,
stole it yourself,
you know, fluck.
I don't know what that is.
A booger, flucked a booger at the wall, and it just looked like Pris. But I don't have enough.
Yay!
I don't have enough Deckard and Gaff.
Together. But I want to get back to this Deckard and
together,
Gaff
together, shirtless, okay. Playing volleyball.
Can I get back to what I want to say?
On the beach.
I want to get back to something. Someone's going to draw that for you now.
I need it.
Okay, anyway. They're in this scene together. They never say one word to each other. Is Gaff his partner? Is he babysitting to make sure Deckard doesn't get out of the line? Or mystery crazy door number 3. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Hit me.
For any of you who've watched Scrubs, right?
Sure.
The janitor, Janitor.
Oh!
Right? That the first few episodes, he was supposed to be imaginary and only...
So who's
Zach Braff
who's
knew who he was?
Gaff is imaginary.
I think Gaff is imaginary. Deckard's head.
I think Gaff is Deckard's handler because
so he's babysitting him.
Because Bryant knows that Deckard is
he's a wild
apprehensive card. Is the word I'm looking for. I'm pretty stupid, so I'm just throwing.
I don't know what you're trying to say. So
he doesn't really want to be here. Doesn't really want to do this.
He's hesitant. No.
Isn't that apprehensive?
Uh-uh.
What does apprehensive mean? Why did I think that
he's
word?
He's
more
would like apply? Afraid then.
He didn't want to do this. He was retired. He was eating. They literally had to arrest him
with his noodles
to force him into this.
What kind of noodles were they if there's no meat being eaten in this world?
What kind of noodles?
Yeah,
or what kind
think?
Of dumpling?
What kind of? It was a noodle bar, so there should be noodles too.
Yeah, but what does noodle have to do with meat?
Well, usually it's like a broth is made of the chicken or like the beef. Like when we go get ramen.
It doesn't say ramen bar. It says noodle bar.
Yeah, but you cook. You have something else in there. What else is in there? It's not just noodles. Even when you get a yucky cup of ramen from the dollar store,
it's hobo chili. It's a boot. And the can and water for like rainwater, and you made the fire yourself.
I don't think you can drink that rain. That clearly has to be toxic.
What was I saying?
So you think he's his handler?
Looks to me like he's his handler. I don't think they're working together.
Still think,
they
I'm going
to
go with the
Janitor
theory.
They don't talk to each other. I think they're just making sure everybody. He's there to make sure that Deckard stays in line.
Okay. Okay, so he's still making something. Yeah, Deckard finds something yucky in the yucky bathtub.
Stay here, actually. Let's do the next minute right now, immediately.
Okay, let's do the next minute.
Let's record them back to back.
Yay.
Bye, everybody. We'll see you either Tuesday or Friday, whichever day this isn't.